So, Monica, here at the Financial Services Exchange Conference, what have been some of the key themes and takeaways you're hearing about and talking to different people about?
I think there's been a few. One that really comes to mind is RPA, and specifically understanding how the regulators approach and view RPA. Listening, I think, for a panel with all the regulators represented, really understanding that they haven't tackled it yet. They're still talking about it, still thinking through what frameworks they should reference, how they should consider it as it's rolled out in the business. And then also talking with a number of audit executives, understanding what companies have done around the space, specifically within audit, and then also how they're trying to start tackling how they audit RPA in the business.
And Rick, same question for you. Here at the conference, what are some of your things that are standing out for you in terms of, themes, takeaways, areas of focus for auditors in the financial services industry?
I think one of the things that permeates through a lot of the sessions I was at was fintech and really the use of advanced analytics, the tools that they're using in advanced analytics. We had some folks from Citi talk about that yesterday. It makes auditors more efficient in how they're going about doing their auditing, where we used to just, take samples. They're able to look at entire populations, and in their example was tens of millions of transactions they're able to look at and find those needles in the haystack. Whereas in the old days, you couldn't do things like that. So the use of advanced analytics, the tools are tremendous. The training of their people, they identified that as a potential issue that they need to build the IT into the DNA of our people. You need to have good training mechanisms to get everyone up to speed on how to use these tools.